delegation heading down to Solomon Islands from Nauru on the 1st of February to renew the friendship with the Solomon Island leadership. As you know, that the Solomon Island recently have the change of government. Now the government is headed by Dr. Derek Sekua. So the vice president, while she's attending the 40th anniversary of independence of Nauru, she will take the advantage of the opportunity to come down to Solomon Island. For her, it will be her first time to this South Pacific ally to see by herself and have a talk with the Prime Minister, Dr. Sekua, and his cabinet members. And, of course, she will have the courtesy call to His Excellency, Nathaniel Wayena, the Governor General.
Has Prime Minister Sekua ever had any close relationship with Taiwan? Has he visited Taiwan?
Yes, he was with the former Prime Minister Manasseh Sugavali when Dr. Sekua was the Minister of Education 2 years ago, I think.
Would you consider the new Solomon's leadership to have a close relationship with Taiwan?
I think, you know, the majority of the ministers in this new government under the leadership of Dr. Sekua were the ministers in the previous government. So for us, they are not new to us. I think their commitment is very firm. They are all keen and ready to strengthen the ongoing good cooperation and relationship with Taiwan.
Are there any concerns that this trip by Annette Lu in particular, the vice president, that it could upset China leading into the Taiwanese presidential election because Annette Lu is not particularly popular with the Chinese leadership?
Well, if you talk about China's possible reaction, I think it's known to everyone, to the world, that China is trying every means and ways to isolate Taiwan in the international community. I think Annette Lu, she's an advocate of human rights, and of course her government, my government, is very keen to move for the Taiwan independence.
What of statements that came out by the Kuomintang that the change of leadership would smooth relations with China? Taiwan is heading into a presidential election. What do you think of those statements by the KMT?
I think KMT all the time, they are more or less keen to have a status quo between the two sides of Taiwan Strait. Like Manjo, the candidate for KMT's presidential election, he recently said in the press that he's promoting the three no's. No independence, no immediate unifications, and no use of force to solve the Taiwan so-called Taiwan issues. So I think KMT's policy may be more moderate. DPP, from the very beginning, this party is based on the pro-independent Taiwan independence movement.
Do you believe that Taiwan's partners in the Pacific would not be afraid of a change of government?
No, I think after KMT won the landslide victory, my government informed us to inform the government saying that the election result have no effect on the bilateral relations and our foreign policy. Our foreign policy with regard to the Pacific area will remain the same. We will continue to strengthen our relationship and commit ourselves to the development of these six allies.